cancel or take you back to full screen video. Let's take a look at the DVR menu. You get to the DVR menu by going to the main menu and selecting the DVR tile. And its graphical base has posters of the shows that you have recorded. So it's not just a list. It's a little easier to find content, a little easier on the eye. You can also select rentals from this screen. So if you've rented pay-per-views or VODs, you can find them here. Get the same kind of information here that you can about your recorded events and go watch them. That makes it pretty easy to find a lot of content with this new graphical UI. Let's take a look at the VOD menu. You know, we're putting more and more VOD events on our boxes, and having a nice graphical way to find them makes it a little easier to find the content. Here you can see the movie posters that are available to rent on the VOD service. Just like the other screens, it has information about the program. If you select it, you can go purchase it. And since it's VOD, you can start watching it right now. We also have a new browse banner that you get to by selecting the trigger button on the remote Mark talked about while you're in full screen video mode. And it comes up and lets you select the record options if you want to record the rest of this event or make reoccurring timers.